of us. I mean, what kind of a marriage would we have had? How long could I have kept fighting him off? Rosanna, go home. Forget about me. This is the kind of a man I am. And this is the kind of a life I must lead.
Zitto Maccherone, sono barbiero un po' più cieco e c'ho le palle di un grosso toro pronto. Toro seduto che grida de guaio e a cavallo su un tarallo vola pronto. Sulla scala di Milano, quasi napolitano, scappa senza scarpe a cavallo. Tutto lo vuole, tutto lo chiede e lui grande un coglione se ne va. Possessione, ossessione, osso, buco, pantalone, la mia moglie militare ma non mi spare. All'illusione di stagione dell'amore in cucina, pazzo con il mazzo della farina. Un macceraio incasato, che bordello e che guaio, con parrucca scarabina bruciatina. Dunque sarà verità, nella vita mia, nei capelli si rivelerà. Elvis italiano, le bacetti di lasagna, canta un formaggio un giorno di maggio. L'alpinismo realismo, di Tony Mambo, capo di Pompei, di Bonfaglio di Bifango lo fa, volete un po' di dolce di Bihoffa, senza scarpe di Cosa Nostra, a cavallo su un tarallo, un barriere cieco cieco, attenzione, un pennello vi rompe le palle. Ah, zitto maccherone, sono barriere cieco cieco, e c'ho le palle di un grosso toro pronto, un toro seduto che grida le hoio, e a cavallo su un tarallo guarda Toronto. Sulla scala di Milano, qua son napolitano, scappa senza scarpe a cavallo. Tutto lo vuole, tutto lo chiede, e lui grande coglione se ne va. Tutti lo vuole, tutto lo chiede, e lui grande coglione se ne va.
I'm involved with a group of people that do a show called Omnimedia. And Omnimedia is a show of people who utilize trickle-down technology, which is technology that you'll find in a garage sale or a squat meet, and basically turn it into something totally new that the manufacturers never would have expected you to do with it. So that's pretty much the basic tenet of Omnimedia. And this is an Omni Micro show, so this is a smaller version of the normally huge Omnimedia show. And this particular one is different because I picked six of the artists that are part of the Omnimedia group and assigned them classic video game sounds. I sent them MPEG-3s of digital audio from the sounds recorded from Mac Mame. And they were basically able to do anything they want to it, as long as they somehow included the original sounds in their play. So that's pretty much what this show is about. Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Anyone hear me?
Complications with the cruise control and everything, but now that I'm peering up out of the window, I can see that we've made our way into a museum of sorts, and we've got all sorts of arcades and such here. It looks like the passengers have made it a point to get out of the vehicle and exhaust some of their expendable funds. So we'll be here keeping the car alive and making sure that no one's things are tampered with. So thanks for joining us. And we'll keep things moving right along here.
We'll be right back. gibi çıldıray kan havuzların üstünde. Orayda, orayda, rayda, orayda, rayda, orayda. Orayda, orayda, rayda, orayda, rayda, orayda. Senden sonra kaysı tavlu harikulukla aytılgan. Caz bulup, başı kış bulup, eteklerinde çay bulgan. Orayda, orayda, rayda, orayda, rayda, orayda. Orayda, orayda, rayda, orayda, rayda, orayda. Kıştaki yese, gün buzulur da deprese, boran eterge su yese. Orayda, orayda, rayda, orayda, rayda, orayda. Orayda, orayda, rayda, orayda, rayda, orayda.
Thank you. I think that's great. I like that myself personally. When people feel like they need a little bit of boost into the music, I think that's one of the best things they can possibly have done. Whoever created that was a genius.
Am I supposed to hear something?
You mean like the music you hear in elevators?
I really haven't heard any.
Oh, it's not real.
Almost directly upon the equator, where the Earth's spin is at its maximum. The lazy quiet of this beautiful tropical place is being violated by the hubbub of scientific activity as we make last-minute preparations for man's first voyage to outer space.
Creatures, men and women and children, they seem to mix and intermix and flow into one another. Male becoming female, and female becoming male, and child becoming adult, and aged becoming young, changing and changing back again in a phantasmagoria of warm, friendly beauty.
These stations will have very sensitive radar on board. They'll be able to see anything coming towards the station that's down to about the size of a marble. We will have emergency care facilities on the station, more extensive actually than they have on cruise ships. And of course, after we get the second station finished, then if any real emergency breaks out, the people will be able to be carried over to the second station. We're looking at the things like communicable diseases. You know, if they break out on the station, how do you isolate it?
Sure.
What happens if a fire breaks out? So we're spending a great deal of time thinking of all the people that will be coming up as guests. We'll go through roughly a 48-hour orientation program. But during that period, we'll walk them through a full-scale mock-up. We're going to ask if they bring in something from their doctor saying that their hearts are in good enough condition to handle the communicable diseases that might be a danger to the other people on the station. We're not going to allow pregnant women to go up until we get a better handle on how embryos react to communicable diseases that might be a danger to the other people on the station. And we're also developing some pretty extensive video games tied to this concept.
Gene, thank you so very much. You have a website. Let's make sure people get that in case they want to get more information. www.www.com. Maybe we'll talk to you when we get closer to the launch.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 9:52, and you know what that means. That's right. It's time for live commercial action. Yeah. That's right. That's right, babies. That's right. That's right, babies. Action. Yeah. Action. That's right. That's right, babies. Action. Yeah. Commercial action. Yeah. That's right. That's right, babies. So, are you really sure that you're getting all of the essential nutrients that you need? Now, I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for about 7 years at this point. So I've been taking lithium, rubidium, titanium, zirconium. You want to eat well. You want to be healthy. You want your hunger to be less. That means that you're feeding your hunger. You're feeding your nutritional requirements. This is the way to do it. Because the dinosaurs were here 70 million years ago, and this is the gift that they left for us. How could that be bad? Stick around.
Now it's time to die. Burning in my brain. I can feel the flame. Oh, someone help me. Oh, please, God, help me. They're trying to take it all away. I don't want to die.
Black Sabbath at 78. A Slippy, a Sparky, puffin' right along. A Munal Condoption. A Munal Condoption. A Munal
find that every night, time, day, time, I use I will admit I've had some luck, but it has always been bad. Oh, what dumb luck I've just had. Dodo, 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 dodo. Oh boy, this is my lucky day. Dodo, 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 dodo. Oh joy, I'm gonna shout hooray, 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 dodo. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. Hooray. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky. Hey, hey, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm lucky. Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now I'm in clover, I'm glad all over, I want to shout hooray. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong, and then of course you happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky, this is my lucky day, this is my lucky, lucky day, 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 day.
I do not try, gentlemen, to account for that thing, that voice, nor can I venture to describe it in detail, since the first words took away my consciousness and created a mental blank which reaches to the time of my awakening in the hospital. Shall I say that the voice was deep, hollow, gelatinous, remote, unearthly, inhuman, disembodied? What shall I say? It was the end of my experience, and is the end of my story. I heard it and knew no more. Heard it as I sat petrified in that unknown cemetery in the hollow, amidst the crumbling stones and the falling tombs, the rank vegetation and the mesial vapors. Heard it well up from the innermost depths of that damnable open sepulchre as I watched amorphous, necrophagous shadows dance beneath an accursed waning moon. And this is what it said. You fool, Warren is dead.
Story. Restrictions in your social political life lead to shackles in bed. 9 to 14, middle of the road. Okay. Decisions. Shall I do this or that? Which way to go? If you're liked by a person, they consider you fair and say of you one thing about him. He sees things from all points of view. And as a judge, you'd be great. As an experimenter in sex, you're quite a failure. Sex is no place to straddle the fence. 15 to 17, liberal. If it doesn't get you in too much trouble, smoking a little pot is right in your precinct. If the moon is in the right phase, mate swapping may appeal to you. You're in the right world and starting to have a ball. Sex to you is not a moral issue, but rather an issue of what feels good. 18 to 20, ultra-liberal. Wow. Anything goes. Change for change's sake may be your slogan. You keep searching for the one and only sex partner. Do your own thing is hung all over your wall. You don't concern yourself with how people turn on or what their bag is. You're on a constant search for fulfillment of sexual needs. I fall into that last category.
This is the Sennheiser MKE2 capacitor lavalier microphone.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.